It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. They tell us there's a lot going on this weekend for classical music lovers, including a concert tonight.
Lexington Philharmonic welcome mezzo-soprano Sophia Solowski to sing a song cycle by Dominic Argento of poems by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. So that should be a real interesting concert. Get your poetry lovers and your classical music lovers in there together. Saturday night, the Lexington Chamber Chorale gets political with a concert of music from the Civil Rights era and the Baltic Revolution back in the 80s and I believe in the 90s a little bit too. But also down the road in Danville, you have pianist Andre Watts, sort of one of the celebrated stars of the keyboard of the last half century, teaming up with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra at the Norton Center for the Arts. So just a bunch of different options and different types of options there too if you were a classical music fan. But today is Friday the 13th, to inform you if you didn't know already, and we thought that was a great occasion to look ahead to Halloween.
We have gathered Halloween events around the area, and I always like to take a look at them myself so you don't miss a thing. And a lot of them, I like to point out some really interesting ones, are distinctly Kentucky. For instance, at the Kentucky Horse Park, they have Halloweeny October 29th, where they're going to have pony rides and tractor hay rides. And my old Kentucky home is bringing back its Weep No More Victoria morning tours of Federal Hill, the mansion, where they even include ghosts from the mansion's past.
So we really take history and turn it into a ghost story there.
That's right. I think that's so interesting. But our list also includes some of the our favorites every year, Little Goblins Galore, the new series Freaky Friday Flicks out at Beaumont. So a lot of interesting events that you don't want to miss. But, Rich, you also started talking about some classical concerts, but there's some pop music going on, too.
It's quite a big weekend on stage in general. You've got Chris Isaak coming mm-hmm. to the Opera House. If you remember the Wicked Game, that kind of twangy meditation and the video that went along with it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, looking at photos of Chris Isaak, he is now in his late 50s or early 60s and still looking really good.
Still has the hair.
Yeah, that is not a problem for him. Then down in Danville, Olivia Newton-John is coming on Sunday night with a trio of Amy Skye and Beth Nielsen Chapman. They call themselves Live On, and it is music that is really kind of focused on healing and comfort. And then also at the Burl on Sunday night, there is like a big local music event, more than two dozen artists getting together to pay tribute to Tom Petty yes. and raise funds for victims of the shootings in Las Vegas.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm. And if you have an event you would like us to publicize on the air on WEKU, you can post it there when you visit the events calendar link at weku.fm.